Hey, brother.
Good afternoon. I was having my afternoon nap. I turned all the noises off my phone. Otherwise, I'd never make it.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That is a rare Friday that you actually get to be able to take a nap in the afternoon, yeah?
Well, it's always on my thing. It's always on my list of things to do, but the problem is there is so much content out there that I do have a bit of an addiction problem when it comes to watching this stuff. It is bad. It's really bad. And Jeff, the Dollar Vigilante, he found an app for BitChute that actually works. So now I can watch BitChute for videos. And
what is that app? What is that app again for
it's
iOS?
Called Bit. Well, I can't tell you if it's iOS. I'm an Android guy, so I can't.
Yeah, but
it's called
BitSlide.
Bit and slide, like slide down a hill. Bit slide.
Shit, I'll.
Maybe
is it two words or one?
One.
There's
your phone.
Let me see. I'll do a quick search. Now it comes high rise virtual world is the only thing that. So
yeah, well, BitChute has its own app. BitChute has its own app, but it's not very good, so I gave up on it. BitSlide's pretty good, so I've gone back to my old ways, and I'm listening to Fetzer again. He does almost a daily show. I know he's a shill, and I know he's a gatekeeper, but the guy's a good talker. So it's a problem.
Yeah.
I listen to him, and I listen to Jesse Ventura, who got me into 9/11 8 years ago on the Howard Stern show. And it turns out the guy's a total bastard. I couldn't believe it.
He's a mask card.
He's a total shill for mask. And oh my god, I know he's got so many good stories though. Half of them are probably BS, but he's entertainment. Conspiratainment, I call it.
I am sending you a interview that I'm listening to from David Icke from a long time ago about this girl.
Yeah.
Who Jennifer Green. Anyway, a year ago, I wouldn't pay two iotas of attention to this, but as crazy as everything has gotten, it's like a two and a half hour interview, and I'm on I want it to be a 2.5 hour walk, so it just serves me okay. And, and I tell you what, it rings true to me. Everything that she seems incredibly credible as far as being one of these ritual abuse victims that was mind controlled. And, you know, Ab, I can't discount it anymore. So I'm just listening with a different set of ears.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But
if you think
of it that way, I agree.
Yeah, it's just something to where, you know, I'm fond of who are they, and what she's talking about are these 13 families, you know, that are, well, ultimately they call them reptilians now. And so that's where it gets a little too far to where you want to discount it. But I'm telling you,
they don't discount shit anymore.
They're not reptiles.
If people would stop, but this is where he just dumps his whole argument in the shithole. They're not reptiles.
Yeah.
They're just assholes that are in the business of controlling people. That's it. That's enough. You must know enough people that like to control people. There's lots of them. There's lots of people right down here on the ground that were born just like you and I, but they got hit on the head and then somebody did something to when they were young, and they want a revenge on the world. We know lots of people like that. They're in everyone's life. Everyone. We all know one person.
Yeah.
We know an Uncle Odd, and we know an Uncle Jerk. We know both of those people.
Yeah.
I have a
little different point of view than you, just because
that's fine.
I do believe the biblical narrative. So when they talk about Genesis 6 and the, you know, fallen angels that interbred with humanity.
Yeah.
Then
I don't buy into that.
I know you don't. I know you don't, okay. but for me, put it this way, I'm not discounting it. I'm listening with a different set of ears because, everything that she talked about, like, you know, 30 years ago in this interview or however many years ago, it's almost like she's describing everything that's happening in 2020, you know?
Well, I like the, Allison McDowell, the woman from Philadelphia who was looking into why her child's school closed, I believe, and now she's gone down the route, the techno-fascist route, where she's just unraveling all the plans with nanotech. That's way more real to me. That's super scary.
Send me
too.
A link. Send me a link to that, please.
I will, my friend.
But bottom line, I think we can agree to agree. Something's fucked up. Something's going on around here.
I'm watching our doughhead premier. I don't know what DeSantis does on a daily basis, but our doughhead does a daily press conference at 1 o'clock. I think all the premiers do it. I think Cuomo definitely does it because he allegedly won an Emmy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a load of horseshit. But I'm watching him now, and he thinks he's Donald Trump. He plays the I'm Donald Trump because he thinks that's the right character to play. And he hired a general, a Canadian, ex-Canadian general, to be in charge of pounding us with the injectables. And
Jesus.
Just listening to this idiot, I just want to throw up. Like, he, like nobody else, because I live here, is getting me really agitated and aggravated, saying, don't worry, we're trying to get them as fast as possible. Shut the F up. You can have mine. You can have all mine. I don't want your goddamn vaccine. Do something else. Go pay for all. Man.
It's just so illogical at this point as to, you know, why there is the need for a vaccine in the first place. I mean, it's just, if you just approach it from a logical standpoint, you know, with our immunity systems beating back this alleged boogie virus to the tune of 99.9%.
I also think the immune system is a hoax as well. And I posted that on pathologist.com/blog. Immunity means we have our own army. We have to get off that thinking. Immunity is invasion. We're not being invaded.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. This second I have pivoted and I am going to stop talking about immunity except in a persuasive fashion as to, okay, if the alleged, I'll add the word alleged, immunity system is 99.9% effective, why on earth would you need a vaccine for anything?
Exactly.
I mean, we're at the point right now, Ab, that if indeed this was real, we would know so many people by this point who would have come under the sickness and would be dead. Loved ones in our neighborhoods, family, everything. And you know what? They're just not there.
And there would actually be more dead people this year statistically than last year, when the fact is there's fewer dead people, and I'm talking about all deaths in the United States from every single thing, than last year.
Exactly.
Those are numbers I believe, because no one's getting drunk, no one's getting run over by cars, because no one's doing anything. The only extra deaths is suicide and probably alcohol abuse, drug overdose, those kind of things, because people are in despair, man. They're in despair.
That would be a good way to rephrase it, which is the only death, the only epidemic now is despair.
Oh yes, and you guys haven't even got any extra money down there. I don't know how the hell anyone's carrying on. At least we're getting all these subsidies all over the place. We got subsidies here, subsidies there. But you guys are just, you had one check, which is horrible. I don't know how
$1,200 and that never even that never get, well, there's people who have been able to get unemployment. Now, when the unemployment ran out, now that doesn't affect 1099 people. So people who are self-employed, you know, they never got that.
They got nothing.
So like my wife is a 1099 employee, so she never got a check. And I'm glad, frankly. No, because we file, as when you file, you know, as a married couple, you, you take the total income, and I think you know, if you make between that under 75, you get the, $1,200. If it goes, if you make under, 100,000, I think it went down to like high $700. Anything over $100,000, as a family income, you got squat. And that's fine.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't want their frickin' money, man. I don't want any handout. I don't want anything to do with government handouts.
I get it. Yeah. I'm ambivalent on the matter. I just, if someone wants to give me money, I'm probably going to take it. And, I know there's probably consequences. But,
the only consequences are going to come when they just make everyone's life so miserable and employment next to impossible.
And then they give you that
helicopter money. And then they're going to be the strings attached, which you have to have your vaccines updated. You know, it's just...
I know. It's really gross.
But man, it just, it puts you in a funk. And I know you and I are in the same boat, that we pay attention to all this stuff. So we are susceptible ourselves to, providing negative energy for the universe to feed off of, however you want to, you know, imagine that. Which just sucks. It's almost, I was thinking this morning, I thought, fuck, I wish I was stupid. I wish I didn't possess any critical thought, because then I'd probably be happy. You know, I'd probably be like, oh, let me put on my mask. Oh yeah. And let's, lock down. Yeah. Is a good idea. You know, Jesus.
You're still wondering what's going on. Even if you're stupid, you have to wonder what's happening. What's going on out there? What's happening? Why are we doing all this?
You're being informed if you're stupid, because you're turning on the TV, and they're telling you exactly what's happening, which is, you know, this is a nasty pandemic. And, you know, and I saw a video, maybe it was from you, I think it was from you, to where these police were talking about how starting tomorrow at this restaurant or something, that they were going to arrest people. I think it was in Canada.
We had the Toronto guy. I sent him $20, by the way. The GoFundMe is in the hundreds of thousands now. So.
And what is that? What is that on?
The Adamson Barbecue. The guy runs a beef sandwich place, and he said, screw it, I'm opening. And he was allowed to open for takeout, but he has a little in-dining area with literally three tables, maybe 6 feet apart.
Wow.
There's almost nobody sitting in anyway. But he opened up, and the police came and shut him down. They shut him down. They brought an army of cops to shut him down, and they broke into his place that night after he opened up, quote-unquote, illegally. They broke in. They changed the locks.
And
when he went in, and this is where I thought, I wasn't sure if you were following this. He went back the next day, which was yesterday, and he basically, I think he put a message out saying, I need a locksmith. So I guess a locksmith came to his aid, and the minute he touched the lock on his building, I guess he leased it, he doesn't own the building. The minute he touched the lock, he was charged with obstruction of justice. So he was arrested for obstruction of justice. And that's why this Kobe thing is never going to see the court. It will never see the light of day of court, because they'll charge you with some regular charge that, okay, if you break the law on your own leasehold, you are charged with obstruction of justice. You see how this is going to work? So he's still associated with being charged, but not for any of the guidelines, the consequences of the guidelines, which should not have been enforced by the service corporation called the police with guns and horses. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Man. So that's
I like to think in terms of strategy and solutions, and I'm kind of coming up empty, brother.
Well, he's doing what needs to be done.
I think I lost you, Adam. Lost you.
Yeah, I got a regular phone call that came up on top of the full 810 number.
Regular,
it just blocks the call. You can't hear anything once they take over the phone.
I got you.
All right. I don't have solutions either right now, but these guys are doing what needs to be done. Here's the inequity of the whole, here's the stupidity of the whole thing. We have two regions in Toronto that are closed, but the region north of the city is open. So now we have Black Friday deals at a mall north of Toronto where the lineups are miles long because all the people in the main city can't stop, can't do anything. So they go one district over that is open. It's ludicrous. It's just
wow.
But nonsense is happening here. We're getting it way worse than you guys, or at least Florida right now. It's just, and this guy is desperate. He opened up his restaurant. He's probably not, and then I'm really glad to see he's getting money. If we have no other measure of, okay, he opened, someone did a GoFundMe from Alberta, which is a province in Canada that wants to separate, by the way. They want to break apart. They always have, but now it's getting serious again because their premier put their area under a state of emergency. And we, in Ontario, I think we've been under a state of emergency for a long time. I think we went right in March, but I don't even know. But I thought it was really funny. I put a post on fakeologist.com/blog. And when I was listening to the Dollar Vigilantes video, and this guy is great. He does the best rap of the story. Oh, he's got so many clips. Great show. Love the guy. Love, love, love the guy. He was showing an interview of one of
Is he on BitChute?
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's on Library, BitChute. He's everywhere except YouTube. He has his own dollarvigilante.com. He's got his own server for videos. He's everywhere. You'll find him.
Okay.
I put him on FakeOTube.
So what do you like about him?
Oh, he's just such an anarchist. And anarchy is not a dirty word. It just means we don't need government to tell us what to do. We can organize ourselves. We don't need someone taking our taxes, we don't need someone redistributing our wealth, we don't need people to police us, we can pretty much do it ourselves, and that's what anarchy is. It doesn't mean we just all rape, loot, and pillage, it means we can self-govern. We don't need a king, we don't need a queen, we don't need an external authority, we don't need any of that. And this is what happens when they get too much power, they become tyrannical because They're bored. These guys at the top are bored. So they start diddling with the flock, screwing with the flock.
Yeah.
You know, put a fox in the hen house. Let's see what happens. Yeah, that's
good.
What they do. They're bored out of their mind. And that's what's going on right now. And they're all, we have this generation in charge and they're completely brain dead. So they're really susceptible to being manipulated by the UN, the WEF, all these international globalists. Because those guys are thinking what to do. And all these brain dead leaders, governors, premiers, they're all say, hey, give us a solution. We'll implement it. We'll be your soldiers. And that's what's happening.
Do you think that all the people who are installed right now, or I should ask, do you think they were installed, because they are either compromised or just weak or, I mean, because how can literally all of them be going along with this? Why don't you have anybody with a set of nuts?
Because they brought the message to the population. They convinced the population first that they're going to die, and they told the population basically what is going to happen. So if their brain dead leaders don't do it, then they're out. So if these guys want to be the good guys by redistributing all this money, all this free money, whether it be CARES Act, all this free money, then if they don't do it, they know they're going to be knocked out because there are no, they've literally wiped out all the critical thinkers, all the people that question the way things are, the question the medical system. They don't exist. And they put these epidemiologists, which is to me a fake science. It's based on just statistical transmission, if there was transmissibility. And they're all hoodwinking everyone. So there's no one needs to be paid off because everyone has been spoken to directly. The population was given this false narrative that they all believe. And it's reinforced every single minute by these damn masks. It's literally
the
reinforcement agent. That's what it is.
You know what surprises me, Ab? Is that throughout all of history, that it's all leaned or pivoted to the dark side. It's like, it surprises me that there hasn't been a good force contingent, a good force who also has a lot of money, who could have their own media that could be battling the mainstream media. You know, why isn't there one incredibly wealthy person with a white hat?
Well, I guess he's just not bigger than the total dark hats. The dark hats just outnumber the white hats. Because they just panic.
I don't think there is a white hat.
Well, we all sort of thought Trump might have been, but, you know, he's giving people what they want. People are just believing in this thing because they don't have any, there's no counter narrative out there. Hey, wait a minute. There's this thing called the terrain theory, and we got rid of the flat earthers, even though there's no evidence at all that the earth is round. We just got rid of all those people, and we just told them, don't come back. If you come back, we'll just chase you out of town. We're not going to have a debate. We're not going to look into it. It's settled science. So same with the whole way the Rockefeller form of medicine took over because it was the only one that had a really effective business model.
Right.
And that took over. The free one, it doesn't work. Not good for business.
Right. No.
The one that made money is the one that wins. And the money is winning this thing in the United States because, like we looked into, we're talking trillions of dollars. It doesn't matter what the truth is. We just want our money. That's the problem. The other side has no money to offer. It doesn't.
Yeah. man.
You're just up against, you're up against the money. You're up against the money. You cannot get over this money thing. It's, that's the problem. Yeah. Our side has no money because we don't control the money. And now you know what they meant, where it always comes down to who controls the money, the bankers. They're the ones that rule because they don't need to get elected. They got the money. You
have
want
you,
the money.
Have you done any research into, I'm going to go back to my YouTube real quick because I listened to a couple of his today, and he's fucking brilliant. You probably know him. Bear with me.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, here he is. George Gammon. Are you familiar with him?
Well, yeah, I
so we might, I don't know, found him at the same time.
Well, he's talking about, I'll send this to you too. He talked about government-backed, basically the Fed dollar, the digital Fed dollar, and what that's going to do. And, man, I learned more from this one video, and it lays it out. Just when they convert, when they merge the Fed, which they're going to do with the, I can't remember what he said, but two things are merging, and basically, they're going to start issuing these Fed dollars, which is going to be a digital currency that is going to be totally, basically, they can control, unlike a cryptocurrency, the Fed dollar can be controlled to where, like, if they give you this helicopter money, let's say, okay, you get $1,200 this month. You have to spend it by the end of the month. And
hold on a sec.
They, yeah.
You there? Oh. Yeah, sorry, the Bluetooth unhooked.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But anyway, the Fed dollar, they'll be able to, when this is all under one roof, they'll be able to control. They'll be able to give you $1,200 a month, let's say. But they can say, you have to spend it within 30 days.
Yeah.
Or it goes away. Or have to at these type places. So that person who is getting all that trouble, nobody would be able to spend a Fed dollar at his business because his social score will be so shitty. And so this is how they're going to ultimately control us through spending, through basically it's slavery of, you know, spend. You can only spend certain places where they bless. And you're not going to be able to spend cash. They'll outlaw cryptocurrency. You know, outlaw gold. Ultimately, this Fed dollar is a big deal. I think that should be on all of our radar.
Yeah, and you'll only be able to, all the big employers, which is why they want to get rid of all the little guys, will only use that currency. That's the problem with,
right.
That's why they need all the small businesses deleted. Because they control too much of the economy, so they have to get rid of them, and they might let them come back after they've been deleted if they use the new funny money, the new digital currency. That makes sense to me.
But then, unlike crypto or cash or anything else, you spend will be totally tracked, so they'll know exactly where it went, what it was used for. It'll be on a ledger, and they can just make up this shit. They can just make up more dollars, and just control society that way. They could. It's crazy, man. Fuck.
Well, yeah, that's all like, part of the technocracy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's all part of the technocracy.
And that's why they're moving so fast, because I think all of it, you know, technologically is now pretty much in
place.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Janet Yellen is going to be the new, you know, she was the head of the Fed, but now she's going to be the head of, fuck, why am I not remembering this? Biden, what is the financial arm of our government? God, why can't I remember this?
Well, she's going to be head of the Fed, I thought, or the United States Treasury, or I can't remember.
Yeah, the Treasury.
Right. Treasury Secretary?
No, she was the head of the Fed, and what they're going to do is they're going to combine the Fed and the Treasury together. And when they combine those balance sheets, when they combine the balance sheets, which she's the perfect one to do that because she was the head of the Fed, then it becomes like basically a debt jubilee. So they could literally say, okay, remember when they say, hey, you're not going to own anything, but you're going to be happy? So basically, if you owe money on a mortgage, that goes away. But guess what? Then the government controls your house. You know?
Right. Okay. So that's where that ties in. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, I sent it through Telegram. You have to listen to this guy. And he has a whiteboard, and he's got a great style to where he's...
Oh, I listened to half of it. I listened to half of it. I did. It was a little dry for me. No, I did. I listened to George Gammon. It was a little dry. It was... I because there's so much competing... No, I know. Because there's so much competing material out there, I give it a look, a listen. I get what I need, and... Yeah, I know. It gives me a headache knowing all that. It's so much. And it's like listening to the lady talk about technocracy. We're just trying to, basically we're going from farmers to crop. We are going to be the crop that's harvested. That's what I got out of it, because we're all going to be identifying a blockchain. And the guy was saying, yeah, blockchain, you know what that means? It means you're chained to a block. And I think that's sort of what it does mean, like a slave. It means that you're sort of floating around the ether, but you're chained to this identifying block, and then you're moved around as a resource. That's sort of what I took from it. Because the word blockchain is not really an intuitive, it's not intuitive what it really means. You know, what is the blockchain? And that's sort of what I got out of it.
My mind, what I'm searching for is some smart person to tell me, okay, because now I'm scared shitless of Bitcoin. It's like I don't want to invest in it because it can be so easily they can make it illegal. They can shut that shit down when they combine the Fed and the share
I agree.
You won't be able to spend it.
I know. I agree with you on that. But cocaine is illegal, and a lot of things have been illegal for a long time. They're still out there. They're still currency in a way. So, yeah, it won't be legal tender. Will it lose its value? Well, look at it this way. Cocaine has a 17,000% markup from when it's harvested to when it hits your nose. So it didn't lose its value.
Right.
Even though it's illegal.
Jeez.
But I guess the idea is you don't want to go to jail for using Bitcoin. Yeah, and it's a distinct possibility that they can make it as illegal as alcohol was for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and gold was illegal, right? I mean...
Was it really gold itself?
Basically, in the United States, they outlawed gold. You had to hand in your gold for for cash.
Oh.
Or if you didn't, you could be sent to prison. So apparently if you had gold in the bank, it was confiscated. If you kept it in your home, you were just at risk, but most people just kept it in their home and then that went away. But,
that is true. I still remember the story, yeah.
I don't know how they track crypto, you know?
Well, the crypto is an open decentralized ledger. I don't think, yeah, well, listen, anything is possible that they could get rid of it or outlaw it or, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then at bottom, you don't know if they invented it in the first place to be able to
trap people,
you know,
honeypot.
Rubes. Yep. But that's why when I was listening to this Ike stuff, I'm like, yeah, hold on, Todd. You know, maybe suspend your disbelief a little bit and just listen to what she's saying. Does it ring true? And what rings true is, you know, that there are these powerful elites that serve one thing and one thing only, and that's their bloodlines. And these people, you know, need blood for some reason, you know? And when you think of all of the kids that are abducted and the child trafficking and everything, it rings true, you know? But shit, you and I aren't going to change the world, but we might go insane together.
Well, I don't want to go insane yet, but does the vaccine thing really literally gets under my skin? It really pisses me off because it really bothers me. That part really bothers me. The vaccine.
Well, and it becomes so real because you can't navigate society without it. That's where it's going.
Well,
and
it's either a vaccine,
and it's
going to
break
up
families.
It's either that. I'm getting now, it's either a vaccine or a constant test. That's what I'm understanding. So that's what
well,
it's going to.
You know, these tests are really reliable for testing for something that doesn't exist. So that's all manipulation. You know, it's all about control. And who the fuck? I'm never going to get one test, let alone two a week. Fuck
or
me.
One every day. Well, you're not if you're going to speak up against all this crap. That's for sure. We'll have to see how many people fight.
Once it gets to force vax, that's when I think you will see the revolution. If it goes to force vax, I think there's enough of us, including healthcare workers, because the healthcare workers, the nurses out there are saying, fuck you, we're going to be first. You know?
They're usually the ones that refuse it. I agree. Well, they're going after the old people, mainly because the old people, I think they believe it and they're more trapped because they're in the system. If they want to stay in the system. It's just like Kevin Annette said, we're all on the reserve now. The Indians were all forced back and they were all run around and their culture and their way of life was all destroyed because they were forced to integrate into ours. And now we're all on the reserve.
Yes.
So that was a great analogy, I thought. Yeah, we're all on the reserve. They're changing the rules.
I was on a walk last night and I met this two Indian women. They had twins in their stroller and I was walking Zammy and they were enamored by Zammy. And I started having a conversation because I noticed that they weren't wearing any masks. And man, she was like a sponge, trying to absorb everything that I was telling her. And so I told her about the Uncle Odd show. Listen to the last one. It'll take you a link to FakoTube. Listen to the whole thing. And she's like, she knows something's wrong, but she just doesn't know all. But she knows that her six-year-old daughter cannot, they won't allow her to participate in any sports activities without a mask, and she refuses to put a mask on her child. And I thought, good for you. Good for you, you know. But it sucks, right? Sucks for the kid. But, so I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that there's a contingent of us out there that are finally going to say, no, you move. You move. Fuck you and your 6-foot social distance. But I don't know, brother. Did you guys did